After decades of debate, Alaska is now one step closer to being able to build new roads in the Tongass National Forest. Timber industry groups have said new roads are critical for keeping the industry alive. Some small tour operators, on the other hand, want the Tongass to stay intact. The U.S. Forest Service announced today it signed an agreement with the state, officially kicking off that process. They'll be looking at the roadless rule and how it applies to the Tongass. That's the federal regulation most states have to follow that Alaska has been fighting for years. Chris French, who works in the Forest Service's Washington, D.C. office, says his visit to Alaska gave him some perspective.
Everyone had a slightly different opinion, and that made us say, this is much broader than just a timber issue, and it's important that we go through a process where we hear all those voices before we make any decision.
French says new roads could allow access for cell towers to be built and for mineral exploration. The Forest Service wants to finalize the details in less than 2 years, pending several rounds of public comment and an environmental assessment. In 2016, the Forest Service released a plan for the Tongass. It included phasing out old-growth logging and was created with years of community input. But French says that could change.
The reality is, yes. I mean, depending on what comes out of this, whatever that rule is, if it changes from the status quo, then we'll likely have to relook at that plan.
This latest announcement comes on the heels of a trip Senator Lisa Murkowski made to a timber mill last month with a top federal official. States like Colorado and Idaho have pushed for similar measures to build new roads in their national forests.